Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We are down here at the 2017 Reese Senior Bowl, and we're with one of the top quarterback prospects in this upcoming draft. It's Pittsburgh Panthers' Nate Peterman. Nate, fabulous career. Fortunate enough to cover the Panthers every Saturday and kind of see you kind of emerge as the guy that you've become. What's it like knowing that you're moving on from Pitt football?
It's a little bittersweet, you know. Pitt was great to me. Very awesome experience there, awesome people, and that's really what makes the place, is the people. So a little bitter, you know, in that way, but, you know, sweet because, you know, it's an opportunity to fulfill a lifelong dream and lifelong goal, and, you know, just being here this week is an awesome opportunity.
Nice. And usually this is the case, may not be for you, but when I talk to quarterbacks, it seems like you guys have been the quarterback since day one. Has that kind of been the same for you?
Actually, I was first in Papa Warner. I played center and linebacker, so... but I come home crying every night because I wanted to play quarterback. So it worked out for me a year later, and I've been quarterback ever since.
Ever since?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: once you got the hand, the ball in your hands, were you just kind of a better athlete overall than most of the other kids?
I mean, I think I had to work for everything I did. You know, there's some talented guys out there. So, you know, I think that's what makes a quarterback great is their work ethic, and that's certainly what I feel like I had to do.
Nice. And for you, I mean, you know, you go through high school, you start getting offers. I mean, and then you get the Pitt, obviously. I mean, when does that kind of sink in that, you know, you can play on Sunday? Because that's probably the dream, you know, what you want to do. But when do you kind of get that reality check that what you're doing on Saturday can kind of translate to get you here?
I think I always had that expectation, that goal of myself, but I don't think it'll ever sink in until I get, you know, drafted or picked up by a team. So, you know, just trying to keep my blinders on, focus, work hard, and just see what happens.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Nate Peterman, the standout Pitt Panthers quarterback, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you miss any of the show in its entirety, you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then it's College to Pro Bio as well. I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, if you're in the film room for scouts, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the quarterback position?
I think they're going to see, you know, my good decision making, good vision of the field, and, you know, I can see the field, accuracy, and then, you know, hopefully see that, you know, I can anticipate as well. And I think that's kind of what separates at the NFL is anticipation. So hopefully they'll see that I can bring that to them.
Nice. What's your favorite throw?
Favorite route to throw?
Yeah.
What was good for us this year is skinny post, so bang eight, some people call it, backside. Jester, we at number 85, kind of took that and did a lot of good things with it. Scored a couple of touchdowns for us this year, so it was a fun one.
Excellent. And in terms of what scouts won't be able to see on film, leadership qualities, game film study, maybe some things that, you know, you couldn't do because the offense didn't ask you. What do these scouts out there need to know about Nate Peterman that's a big bonus moving forward?
I think that, you know, I make everybody around me better. I think that's what a quarterback's job is to do more than anything, and to elevate the play of that offense higher than it ever could be with anybody else. And so I hope, you know, people can see that I can do that more than anybody else. And, you know, I have a passion for this game, and I love it, and, you know, love the film study, love everything about it. So I'm just looking forward to compete this week.
Yeah, and talking about competing, I mean, since the bowl game, the military, or the pinstripe bowl, what's it like being able to kind of lace it up again?
It's awesome. You know, getting to put that Pitt helmet on one more time and play with, you know, Adam Bisnawati one more time. And then, you know, a lot of good guys here as well, you know, college all-stars. Playing against, you know, some the elite talent around the country, so I'm really excited about it.
Definitely. Anything that you have to prove to scouts? Anything that feedback you got where they're like, hey, Nate, we want to see a little bit more of this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, they probably want to see us push the ball down the field a little bit more. You know, for whatever reason, I guess they feel like they haven't seen it, so excited to go prove it, you know, go show people what I can do, and couldn't ask for a better opportunity than this. Just really thankful and blessed for this.
Oh, yeah, this is the priceless commodity for a young man like yourself with, you know, the opportunity to get to that next level.
Yes, sir.
You get comparisons to anybody or anybody that you maybe pattern yourself at?
Yeah, I like studying Drew Brees a lot and Aaron Rodgers as well. I think they both have, you know, really good aspects of their games, obviously. You know, Drew just seems to be really driven. I talked to the Saints a little bit, just said that there's a purpose to every moment that he's out there. and everything that he does. So like a lot of that, I like his ball placement, his anticipation, and then I think Aaron Rodgers is so athletic and can extend the play and just make plays that, you know, nobody else can make. So try to strive to be like those guys and kind of combine that.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Nate Peterman striving to be the best at the top level. He makes his path towards Philadelphia, hoping to hear his name called between the days of April 27th and 29th. Prior to that, you'll probably be doing pro days, combine, and all that fun stuff. Where are you doing your combine prep at?
Tony Villani's XPE down there in Boca. Then I got a quarterback coach named Ken Mistroli down there as well.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's been fun. It's a little warmer than Pittsburgh, so no complaints there.
Nice. Anyway, in terms of just weight, height, I mean, you can't change your height, but in terms of weight, I mean, you're just comfortable where you're at?
Yes, sir. About 6'2", 225, I think, is where I should be.
That's my man.
Yeah.
Well, once again, Nate Peterman. Nate, before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted, goofy off.
Yeah, sure.
Way. All right, you're probably thinking this whole thing. female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat.
I have a wife, actually. I'm married.
Okay.
So probably nobody unless she wants to go out with somebody. And I'll just be along for the ride.
All right. That's a kind answer.
Yeah.
I always ask, some guys have girlfriends and some guys have wives.
Yeah.
If she was on the show and I asked her about a male celebrity, you think she would throw out a name or she'd be like, no, I'm good?
Maybe like Tim Tebow or something because we're both fans of his. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
And take us inside that Pitt locker room. Who has the most off-the-wall nickname? How'd they get it?
Off-the-wall nickname? Oof. That's a tough one. I don't know if we got anybody like that. I mean, you got one who, you know, I don't know, doesn't have that crazy nickname. Nobody.
It's a big hit or miss question.
Yeah,
sometimes guys
I missed
start,
on this one.
Sometimes no.
I could see that, you know, a lot of guys having good nicknames, but
no,
I can't think of anybody of ours.
No.
Unfortunately.
I say sometimes schools have a ton, sometimes they have none because it's literally hit or miss on that question. But
that's
I have
my
to ask.
Brain. I'm sorry, can't find it.
Do you have a nickname?
I did not. Nate, you know, that's my nickname.
I just asked.
Yeah.
And then the final question for you. We've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrated Creation. Mm-hmm. He paints cleats.
Nice.
So not.
If
you would think about getting something painted on your cleats, what kind of theme would you think you'd want on there?
Oh, that's tough. My faith is really important to me, so you know, maybe something along those lines. Christianity and things, but other than that, I can't really think. I like nice colors too, so I'm sure he can come up with some cool designs.
Hey man, talk about faith. Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and bring the desire of your heart.
Amen.
That's coming
Amen.
To fruition for you.
Yes, sir.
And once again, Nate Peterman, the standout Pitt Panthers quarterback, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, and we always like to end with it with the stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Absolutely. Amen. Appreciate it.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.